gonna stop, not gonna stop till I get my shots. That's who I am, that's my plan. A little up on top, you can't bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it.
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it,
bet on it.
I think we're gonna get copyright.
Shit?
Well, we're gonna get copyright.
Come on, man. It was so bad. Obviously, how can a computer pick that up?
What do you mean?
Oh, shit.
Dude, listen, you have the voice of a flipping angel. Dude, what are you talking about?
You're gonna make me blush.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I'm blushing.
You're blushing? Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean you blush.
Dude, yeah. Feel great.
You feel great?
Yeah, I feel good.
Dude, listen, you smoked 3 times the amount you should.
Whoa, I'm fucking...
I'm calling you out. Tupac Ethan's a fraud.
Tupac times... triple. Oh, shit.
Two puff math. Times three.
Oh, my God.
Two puff XXX.
Dude, I hate how just turning on this podcast has made me slightly shyer. And now I'm not going to be 100% Ethan.
100%
it's so,
Ethan.
It's so weird, dude.
When the podcast is off,
yeah,
you are
it's a long,
different person.
Yeah,
a completely different person.
Yeah. I was...
I think we both are, though.
People...
I think we really both are, though.
A couple friends came out, and they said, yeah, we were going to do this thing. We were going to go out camping and invite all of our friends. And we were like, no. We were going through our friend list, and we're like, no, they wouldn't get along with Ethan. No, they wouldn't get along with Ethan. No, they wouldn't get along with Ethan.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Ethan would make fun of them. It doesn't matter. It's just... It's funny that good friends of mine know other people, and they're like...
They wouldn't get along with
you. There's no way in hell that...
You have to be a special type of person to get along with you, though.
Yeah.
No. You know what it is?
God.
You know what it is?
No.
Is that you're... I think it's that... You clash with a lot of different types of people.
But I also get along with people.
You do. But I think
I can connect
the first...
with people.
Impression that you give people is that you are hot-headed, you know, because you are loud.
Yes.
You know.
I am, but I'm also not.
I think you try to hide your shyness. That's what you did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. For sure. No, because I'm incredibly insecure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably... Yeah, I'm dying inside, but...
Yeah, when I talk to people on the inside, I'm like...
Yeah.
You're freaking out.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like, oh my God, why did you like me? And I'm like, chink, chink. Like, you know, I'm saying some dumb shit. Some racist shit.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
But that doesn't mean that I'm... It's weird because I'm not racist. And I say racist shit.
I find it so awkward when people do that, though.
Mm.
They say racist stuff to bring...
No. But they say, like, they're, like, so obviously not racist that it's almost racist.
Yes.
White people.
No, I met a Nigerian guy, right? And he was saying how this other guy was telling him how dark he is. And it was just, like, not the time. It was not the place.
Yeah.
And all you can do is... And laugh a little bit. But it's so awkward.
Yeah, it's like, well, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
There was no reason for him to say anything as well.
The thing is that if someone's being funny about it, then it's
yes,
something.
No,
but
it's
if you're
fine.
Just stating some kind of fact and you're just like, oh, wow, you're...
It wasn't a fact. He was telling a joke that someone else made of how dark he is.
Oh, really?
But weird. It was like there was no build up. There wasn't like, oh, listen, guys, I'm gonna tell you a joke. I'm gonna tell you really.
Blade's coat dark though.
No,
like not Blade, but like his coat, the color of his coat, like the black coat.
No.
Okay, the leather black coat. Okay.
No.
Well, if someone was like that dark, I'd be like, whoa, bud.
No, he
looked like a coat.
He wasn't that.
He looked
dark.
Like Blade's coat.
He wasn't that dark.
Okay.
It was just that he was like. Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's like it's weird when it's like
story.
You've clearly just not seen a darker person, right? And
yeah.
You're like, this is the darkest person that I've ever met in my entire life, so I'm running with this.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
It was just, it was so awkward. Yeah. It just made everything uncomfortable.
It's always weird when you create something to cover up something. You're like my thing is with that I have sometimes with like white people in this white guilt is that they're so, we need to help them, and it's like, yeah, but like, chill. Like, you know, like fucking
what?
Back up, like back off. Like we don't like when you. What's the better phrase? Oh, shit. What do white guilt-ridden people say? They're like, we owe them. It's like, yeah, but
no,
you don't really. You don't. You in that moment as a person, you don't owe them. No one owes anyone anything. Unfortunately, it's kind of It's kind of shitty, but
yeah,
it's how it works. Let's not get political. Yeah, it's
not to get political.
Oh man,
not to get political. No. I sent you that thing on J.K. Rowling.
Yeah,
dude, how funny!
It's just it's so weird with that because her entire
the biggest balls I've ever seen.
Yeah,
she's crazy.
She was also she wrote in that, like, Albus Dumbledore had an intensely gay relationship with Gilbert Grindelwald. And it's like, you didn't write that in the book, so...
Why is it relevant now?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? I don't care. I kind of assumed, like, you know, that Dumbledore, you know... Like, he could have been. And it's like, why can't I just...
Imagine it.
Why do you have to write it in? And why does it have to be afterwards when it doesn't matter now? Because you've written the fucking book and there's like movies out and you're like, oh, but he was also gay. Like, what the
From the sidelines?
Yeah.
From the sidelines?
Because I bet you what it was just like, oh, I feel like selling a couple more books.
It's all about the woke
This is narrative. This is the narrative.
Yeah, it's like the, like, oh, cool, I'm woke. Okay, guys,
can
buy
I say,
my shit.
Hey, to the woke people, yo, y'all need to get laid, man. Like, chill.
I feel like they probably do. I feel what? That they do.
No,
they
there's
do.
No way that people talk like that and get... No, properly dick down. No, I mean, like, good dick. Like, not like, oh, like, spoon and, like, oh, what's it? I don't even know how they talk. Oh, but yeah, women are the same. Oh, yeah, we're all equal. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want that.
I feel like deep down you probably do.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think they're getting proper dick. Or proper vagin. Depending on your gender binary.
What? Vagin? Vagina, like a page.
No, vagina.
Oh, I thought you said page.
Let's see this. Let's see this article.
I just sent you a screenshot.
Yeah. So J.K. Rowling promoted a store selling anti-trans merch, saying trans women are men and fuck your pronouns. Oh man, that's so funny.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's on another level of crazy.
No, because now she's doing the other side where
she has the power.
Of course she does.
And it's only good publicity for her.
Yeah.
You know.
J.K. Rowling.
Like, When was the last Harry Potter
you.
Book?
It's like a few years ago. The Cursed, she had that play.
Oh, the play.
The
oh,
Cursed
okay. I didn't,
Child,
I didn't,
the Cursed One.
I didn't even think about the play. But, yeah, her sales were probably going down, and she was like, I need to steam things up a bit.
who do I kind of want to poke fun at? What's like a hot topic now? Trans people.
Boom. In it.
I'm in it.
She probably made like $20 million just off that.
It's crazy. You'd think that she's, like, sorted, right?
She is. She 100%
She's sorted,
is.
But you always want more.
She's probably the queen of flipping England.
I think that she probably has more money than the queen.
Probably.
Or, like, Daniel Radcliffe. I remember reading that Daniel Radcliffe had more money than the queen. Like, the thing is, though, is that it's not the same, though, because the queen's influence
is
different.
Yeah.
The queen.
Yeah.
There's still that. And, like...
But she doesn't have much influence. Does she still have that much influence?
Yeah.
I feel like she's just a figurehead.
I don't think so.
Really?
Need to look into it.
Okay, I'll check. I'll check.
Google tab with Zeno.
Yeah. I just assume. I just see that evil little smile, and I'm like, this...
She's scary, though.
She is scary.
I don't understand how people like her that much.
The thing is that it's just... The amount of influence... Dude, look at me here.
Yeah.
That the British Empire had over the entire world. You think they just, when they left Africa, they were like, okay, cool, clean. You think that? You really don't think that there's some fucking stake that they still have deep in Africa?
Most of the places that they conquered, they still have very good relations with.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good relationships.
Very good relationships. Like, they're having an orgy.
They be fucking.
They be having an orgy with all them relationships. What is this pod become, dude?
Sorry.
What the fudge?
See, this is... Xena gets uncomfortable. He doesn't like when I go, oh, yeah, like that. The funniest thing that we do in Warzone is whenever we die, we go,
No, no, but why? Why?
Because it has a death sound clip.
Yeah.
Like, it opens up your sound.
Yeah, to the enemy team. Killed you. Yeah, to the
so yeah. When you kill someone, you just hear Begin to Burn or MacDog going, like that, and it just throws you off. It's literally the funniest thing that you can do.
It's so
funny. But what could be more funny? I've actually racked my fucking brain. What could be more funny than that?
I don't know.
It's difficult. It's difficult to think of what could be more funny, because it's like, okay, out of left field. Like, it's a sex sound. Wait, I killed him. Is he enjoying it? And it's like so confusing for the other person that it's so...
I never thought about it like that!
Exactly! Because there's just so many levels to it. It's like he doesn't care. He doesn't care that he's like lost in the game. He's like, oh, I got harder, daddy! Like that. Oh, man. God, that makes me laugh.
That is so weird. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, whenever you get owned in a game and, you know...
But it only works for Warzone, though.
Well, in any game that has a... lets you communicate with the opposing team.
How many games actually do that? I don't think a lot do.
Not a lot do.
Yeah.
It'd be so great. Like, the trolling and banter would be crazy.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of more F-bombs. A lot more people calling each other fagots.
Okay, so... she actually has a lot of power. So she has the power to suspend and summon the parliament.
No, dude.
She can declare war.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but then Okay, so she can declare war.
Do you
she
think
can declare
she killed
war.
Prince Diana?
Sorry?
Princess Diana.
You think she did?
No. Do you think?
I don't know the
enough about it.
I don't have. Yeah, I don't know much about the English.
It is interesting.
Stuff.
Like, I know that you don't care about, like...
Conspiracy theories.
But it is... No, it's not even conspiracy theories. Just, like, what Princess Diana was doing.
Okay.
And, like, how she...
You want to talk about that? We can talk about that.
No, I don't... I don't know. I don't know enough
you don't
to
have,
be able
no,
to...
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so she can declare war against another country, but the Prime Minister, like, has the final ruling.
Okay. Right.
Oh, yeah. Anyway... She has a lot of power.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's scary, though.
Yeah, she's creepy, man.
She is really scary.
Imagine what
she has secrets.
Dude,
she knows shit.
Hold on. Imagine the state of a pussy, though. What do you think kind of coot she has?
What the fuck, dude?
I'm just thinking about it.
Why?
Do you think she's kept it pristine? Do you think she's got, like, all the plastic surgery on her pussy?
Do you think that she still gets it?
No. If she wanted to, I'm sure she could.
Yeah, she probably smells. Probably smells at the soldiers. And that's what she's waving at when she drives past.
Yeah.
She's
like, I want you to do this inside me.
Oh, dude.
The wave.
Flip me.
Sorry, dude.
Oh,
my blue waffle coot.
<For sake.
laughs> my 90-year-old blue waffle.
Okay,
coot.
Next topic of discussion.
I could talk about a pussy for a long time.
Why?
Just interesting to think about. Like, all of that jewelry. Is it, like, embroidered with
jewelry?
Yeah. Do you think that she has, like, coot jewelry? Has, like, diamonds and shit?
A print. What's it called? when you get it?
Prince Albert, but that's for dicks, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. Princess Albert.
Yeah, yeah.
And Princess Alberta.
Princess Catarina. Something like that.
That's too Spanish, though.
Catherine. There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah, dude. But, I mean, it hasn't been a while since, like, anyone royal has been up in there. Like, her husband died.
Yeah.
And she didn't remarry. And
do you just feel sorry for her?
I kind of do.
Okay. She's old. How old is she?
She's like 99 or something. 90.
Dude, that's...
Or like 90.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Just retire, you know? Like, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing at 90? She's probably on a lot of drugs at that point, you know, right?
She's probably actually just a robot. It's an R2-D2, like a robot with...
Now we're getting into some cool conspiracies.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's just a robot. When was the last time you heard her speak? She doesn't speak because her vocal commands are broken.
She was not that bad looking in the day, I don't think. I'm trying to think.
Sheesh, you just, like, I'm trying to go somewhere with this conversation. You're doing is just
talking about sex.
Back to sex.
I'm sorry. Right. With the embroidered pussy, though. Do you think...
Oh, you know what I just thought about? A bedazzled...
A bedazzled, yeah. The queen's bedazzled puss. Would you?
No.
How much? How much royal jewels would you need to go down on that box right there?
Oh, I know, gosh.
It's a serious question, bro. This is royalty here. Have some fucking respect. I'm a royal. I demand you go down to my bread-crusted box.
Sheesh. That's rough.
How much money? Or what, like, influence? You want an island?
No, I just stupid.
Want some Epstein kind of shit? Get some chicks. Underage or not. Who's asking questions? You know, that kind of deal. No, I'm just saying if that's on the table.
Is that what you go for?
No.
What? Why are you bringing it up then?
I'm just chucking in examples.
Oh my gosh.
Zito's squirming.
Like a billion.
A billion.
Dollars.
A billion dollars.
A billion dollars.
Not pounds. Sterlings. Oi, mate. Got a quid. Got a couple quid for your bloke. Dude, I was just thinking about how great it would be to just have a British dude to, like, walk around with you as you're saying some bullshit, and he stops and goes, oi, blood, he has a point. Yeah, mate. Like, he's had one, like, just had a permanent British dude go, oi, wait, let him finish. He may have a point. That'd be great, dude.
Oh, my gosh. That'd actually be a brilliant mediator for our pod.
No, mate. I mean, he might be onto something.
We need a third person. English mediator. He just sits there and, like, just stops us from interrupting each other. It's like,
Oi. Let him finish.
Bro, let him finish. He's got a point. All right, after this, we're going to get some cheeky Nandos, all right?
Who's down for cheeky Nandos? Yeah, so a billion for the pussy.
Yeah.
I'd like an island, but I'm not going to do anything illegal on it.
Mm.
Hey, dude, come on, man. I hate that. I hate that you think that I'm going to do some illegal bullshit. I may do illegal bullshit, but not with, like, women.
Oh, okay.
I may, like, hold, like, fights and stuff.
Yeah. That's where I went. I don't know why you thought, like, that I went,
like, like
the other direction.
An Asperger's person versus,
sheesh,
like a sheep or something.
Sheesh. Dude, what the
dude,
fudge?
Imagine that, dude. Just like animals versus... Oh, man. Fucking, dude. Shout out to the Romans, man. Lions versus gladiators. Dude, I'd watch the fuck out of that. Wouldn't you? Once. At least once. And then, dude, you realize how disgusting and gross it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like,
because,
cool,
it's like,
never again.
Because when you watch sports now, and you just see, like, someone break a finger or, like, break a leg or something, or, like, there's just blood gushing out of their...
That That doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't happen that often, but when it does, then you're like, oh. That's a bit nasty. And now you want to see somebody get ripped open and their guts like flailing out of their body.
A lion die. I don't want to see a lion die.
Yeah.
That's sad, man.
Yeah. I don't think, that's probably never going to happen.
Hey, Queen. I'm great. Great. You want to give me that island? I'll televise it and we could do some freaky shit like via Zoom or something, right? Do you think that there's going to be some kind of device that's going to let people like eat pussy from afar?
There is a device. I think
that you can tell.
This is device that It's a flashlight, right? And it's connected via like the internet to a dildo.
Oh yeah.
Right. And
a virtual dildo.
No, like an actual dildo.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then
the dude fucks it, and then the girl puts the dildo in.
No, so it's actually the other way around.
Oh, okay.
So the
girl puts it in the dude.
No. So the girl fucks the dildo.
Okay.
And then the dude feels it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't know how it would work the other way around.
We should try look for a sponsor. Be great.
I don't know what the name of the company
is. Any test products be great. If it chews up my dick,
Chews up your dick.
There's a lot going around.
Yeah, you need to cut your dick off.
Mm.
We've had this conversation.
So then I'll have like a normal dick.
No. You need to cut it off. we're talking about how much Ethan is gonna die. How much he's gonna die? He's gonna die if he doesn't control himself.
Hey, what? You make it seem like I'm out fucking some like tons of chicks. I'm not really.
No, you're not. You definitely aren't. But if this podcast blows up,
no,
when it does,
oh shit,
dude, yeah. It's going to be the end of Ethan Goldberg.
I have done nothing. I'm going to say that
that's
right now.
That's what they all say.
I've done nothing wrong.
What are you talking about?
I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
If this is my trial, I'm going to say right now.
Dude, you're not going to be there for your trial. You realize you're going to be dead.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Everyone else is going to be like, yeah, we told him. We told him to cut his dick off.
Kept on saying, cut his... We need to be that trans. Yeah, man. Can you say trans? Is that all right? Tranny? Oh, no. Whoops.
I don't think you can say tranny. The correct word is
always,
trans.
Always slips out, you know. Always slips out.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to call out Xeno. Because there have been times where I have gotten the offer of having sex with a woman.
Listen, I've already accepted my... I've accepted my title. You can't...
As cock blocker.
Yeah. No. Cock block king. That is the title. And I...
There have been so many times...
And I take that title with a, what's the word?
Pride.
Yeah. I humbly accept the title.
Can I say I fucking hate you for it? Because there have been many a times.
It's been one time.
Okay,
you're going to have to name the time.
I'm sure there were times that when we went out stones.
No. I've been out with you to stones once.
Okay. It's been once, but had there been more times, it would have been more. Just because of the general...
Just because of the one time.
No, nigga. It's your demeanor.
What are you talking about?
It's your demeanor. It's the way you carry yourself is, no, we should all be safe. Oh, everything should be fine.
Yeah, dude. Okay, and? I am the responsible one, but okay, continue.
Oh, also the 45-minute late one.
I wasn't late. You said 12 o'clock. You said 12.
I said 12 o'clock yesterday. You said 12. But I texted you this morning. I was like,
yes, and I was busy.
And you went, I.
And I was busy.
Oh, but you said I then. Why did you lie?
I didn't lie. You just said 11:15. I said I hide because I was like, okay, cool. If I need to, I can be there earlier.
Okay.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Continue your little story.
The thing is...
Again, it's a story. It's why a have you work claimed, of nigga, fiction.
Why have you claimed it then? Why have you claimed
it? Because it's easy to claim it than like shove it aside.
Not shove it aside. Defend yourself properly.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Why are you defending yourself?
When it comes to you, logic means nothing.
Hey, that's not true.
Okay, so...
It's been one time.
So then that means that I'm not actually the cock block king.
Right.
Because it's just one time. It's one time. So I'm the cock block like jester.
Yeah, you're not even that good of a cock block.
Yeah, I wasn't that good of a cock block.
No. But it was just... Like, it was more like...
Oh, you know what it is? You know what I just realized what it is?
What is it?
It's that when you, like, go for it, then I'm in your head. Is that what it is?
No.
Okay, then that's stupid. Then this whole conversation is just stupid.
You want to
I want to be proud that I was in your head.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Negro.
Yeah.
My mind is impenetrable. The problem is that I'm like, oh, my friend is not happy. That's literally what it was. You were kind of like, no.
It was one time. Happened like 4 years ago.
It was the most manipulative fucking cock block cunt thing you could have ever done. There was no reason.
You're welcome.
When I was like driving, I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Oh, then duped. My Negro just duped me.
See, she can't say that.
I can, because I am one. Yeah. So, man,
it was one time.
I know there was one time. It's just that now it's like
what? What?
Nothing. I can't get too specific.
Okay.
You fucking cunt. And I'm gonna.
Why are you holding such a grudge? Why are you holding a grudge?
No, it's not a grudge, buddy.
Okay, then
don't
what
lie.
Is it?
If you want a grudge, if it was an actual grudge, we would have sorted it out.
What are you? Okay. So are we gonna sort it out now?
No. We're sorted. We're sorted, bud. We're sorted. We're sorted.
We're sorted. We're sorted. It's fine.
Yeah. But there have been times, and just with my dude friends, where I have been, unlike them, thrown pussy. Literally thrown it.
Yeah, and then you ditch us. Like, we made plans. And then you're like, bye.
I make it up. I make it up.
We've not made it up.
I'm right here, bro.
Who is this? This is just me. Are you going to make it up with everyone else?
I'm sorry. Okay? It's just...
You realize he's not going to listen to this.
I just want crumpus.
He's not going to listen to this.
I just want crumpus.
I give you shit about it, but, like, I don't hold anything against you, you know?
Because you know.
Yeah, dude!
Sorted. Okay. But it's great when you realize that you're a total trash bag and someone lets you put their penis inside them. That's great. Like, you're empty and dying inside and really depressed and insecure, but this person lets you put your penis inside. That's pretty chilled.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
That's why I just stay quiet.
Shout out to women for tell your friends about me.
Don't tell anyone about Ethan. If you do know Ethan, I apologize.
Well, they're listening right now.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, they're like, I apologize for Ethan's bad behavior. He's naughty. He's a naughty boy.
Naughty boy.
He's a naughty boy.
Would you ever? Okay, I'm gonna make Xena squirm right now. Yeah. Would you ever be fine with a chick calling you daddy?
Or puppy? I think we've had this conversation.
Or puppy.
It's
no.
Puppy.
Puppy. Ooh, that makes
that me... is weird.
It's weird.
That is just. That is just. That is just.
No
like...
one's denying that it's weird. No one's saying that it's perfectly fine. No one's saying that. Oh, you're a perfectly stable individual. No one's saying that. Oh, you're sexually and mentally healthy. No one's saying that. But
yes, on the off chance,
is it a turn on?
Not really.
What?
What, daddy? Being called daddy?
Puppy.
No, puppy. Yeah. I could get down.
Are you like a Spanish chick?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we don't want this to turn into like some kind of dude podcast. We're sorry. We just love crushing puss. Ah, fuck. Sorry.
Well.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh. I can't believe.
You can't believe what?
I can't believe I say these things.
I can't believe I'm friends with you.
I can't believe anyone...
is friends with you.
Yeah.
I think that's, again...
Yeah, so what is it then? If people are like, oh, Ethan's so rude, then like... Yeah, it's... Don't... I hate... Just put it down, man.
Sorry, dude, sorry. Anyway, why are people friends with you? I think they are also unstable. Something's wrong with them as well.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, bud?
Are you a lot of things.
Podcast.
Yeah, I'm still here. Mm. Maybe it's I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with you. I've been hired from your therapist that you started seeing like years ago to like just sit in with you. That'd be. Do you imagine that?
That'd be some fucked up shit.
Level next level.
Yeah,
shit.
That's some Illuminati shit.
That's why I'm still here.
Did you ever see that Netflix documentary with the triplets where dude, this is crazy. So these triplets were separated at birth, which is, first of all, you shouldn't do that. It's like not good for triplets. There needs to be some contact. And what they did was they put them in like each different class, like poor, middle, and basically experimented with them. They didn't tell the family that they were part of triplets.
So they were orphans? Were they orphaned?
Yeah, well, they were adopted. They were all adopted by like separate three different families.
Yeah.
And they were basically an experiment by psychologists, and they were working with the adoption agencies. But what happened was is that they met up when they were like 20. They all found each other. Mm-hmm. And then they started, like, you know, being, like, obsessed and, like, oh, my God, this is my brother. Like, mm-hmm. And they, you know, there was a lot of public attention, media attention. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it ends up with, like, the relationship kind of falling apart because they didn't have the beginning start. Mm. They didn't... When they found each other later on in life, mm-hmm. it all became about them. What it should have been, oh, my God, my brother, this is my other brother, you know, vice versa. And grown up together and become individuals together. Mm-hmm. But then they basically, one of them ended up killing themselves. It was like, they ended up falling out, like not talking to each other at the end.
Sheesh.
Like base, just ruining people's life. Like just like breaking, lols, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know,
how did that make you feel? do you want to speak? Can we mention that? Is that fine? No, maybe not.
Well, I mean, I'm adopted, but
not that part.
Oh,
the beginnings.
Oh, the triplets.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay,
we're good.
That's fine. Okay.
We're good on that. Not identical. So it's not when it's a strong.
So were these identical? Were these identical? Okay. Crazy.
Yeah. So what would happen was when they were born, they would just. Then their babies, they would randomly hit their head against like.
Is this a docuseries?
It's a documentary, yeah.
Documentary on Netflix.
Mm.
I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty crazy.
It's crazy. And like you, when the parents go, all of the parents are like, come into the adopted agency, mm-hmm. and they're like, "What the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. We didn't know that they were triplets." And
yeah.
it's fucking. It is the stupidest thing that you can do.
Yeah.
To like a triplets is to separate them mm-hmm. at birth. Mm-hmm. That is, like 101, the dumbest shit.
Yeah. They
just wanted to see what would happen to people that are similar mm-hmm. in different
yeah. There was a different series on
wait. The thing is that's like morally unjust is they won't release the findings of the research until like 2059.
They won't release it until mm-hmm. that time.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
So they'll be old and like it won't matter. Mm-hmm. Their lives have already been ruined. Mm-hmm. One of them is dead, and mm-hmm. you know, another one, they don't talk as much. So it's like, it's crazy. And mm-hmm. it also brought up the interesting subject of like what needs to happen for what we base our scientific research off of, and like the methods and the moral, you know, things you have to consider when conducting experiments, and how people like in the beginning when like psychology was beginning, they didn't know, so they would experiment and kind of fuck up people pretty much. You know, now we're the opposite where everything's fine, but you know, we'll balance it out eventually.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, now
I feel like we're caring too much about people's emotions.
There was another show, I think it was on BBC or something.
Mm.
So two women had a set of twins each, and the twins got swapped. So one twin went to one mother, the other twin went to the other mother, but this was completely by accident, and the hospital screwed up. And then
You wonder about those things.
Yeah, okay. And then the one family was quite well off. The other family was like farmers or something.
Mm.
I think when they reached like the age of 30 or something, someone reached out and was like, "Yo, I think I've found your brother," or whatever.
Mm.
And they met up, and the twins were identical. So both pairs of twins were identical. And when they met up, there were so many different physical changes to each of them.
Mm. Yeah.
Which was you don't really think about it. Mm. For example, the farmer's hands, they were much bigger. They were also broader.
Yeah,
and they were broader and shorter than their twin.
Mm.
So then the other guys were like quite thin and tall.
It's interesting, like the stark difference of
the environment can
but
can
not only that, the difference of the environment. Mm. So like city life, kind of completely opposite from farm life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wake up early, work the whole day, pretty much. Eat, work. City. Have a sandwich, work a bit, type on a computer.
Yeah.
Lie down. Mm. You know.
But it's like, what do you do? What do you do after that?
Yeah.
After finding out that you were you were wrongly put in a position that you shouldn't have been in. You know. So for example, if the opportunities that you would have gotten working on a farm are minuscule compared to.
Yeah.
But
you also could have, that could person could be happier as well.
Yeah, no, of course. It's like, how do you, but then they would have to try and figure that for themselves.
Yeah.
Would they have been happier working or staying where they are? I'm really not surprised that with the amount of mental conflict that you have, that you would turn to like you said, the one triplet, they committed suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
There was a lot of... I think with the one in the documentary, at least, there was a lot of build-up. They started a restaurant. There was, like, this big thing. And I think it's, like, a mixture of, like, their relationship plus media. Other people going, like, oh, you're the twin. Like, you know, and it's just constantly this thing.
Mm.
It's like, I'm the twin that, you know... Or the triplets. One of the triplets that got separated at birth.
Mm.
You know? And it was even crazy because when the family went to the adoption agency, one of the family members forgot their umbrella, and they went back in after they had the meeting and they denied it in the meeting, and like, oh, you know, just excuses, like not really saying anything.
Mm.
And then one of the family members came back for their umbrella, and all the people that they met with were like having champagne. And like celebrating, like, oh, job well done, which is just like, it's crazy. It's like that could be some bias, maybe, in a documentary. There's always going to be that, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's crazy fucking with like family dynamics, and especially like triplets, you know, where it's like. They're identical. They're from the same egg.
Mm.
Yeah. And you're like, cool. And they're having, like, the babies having, like, severe psychological problems because of that.
They only have a third of the brain.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's true.
That's not how it works, Dad.
No. Yeah. And then you have, like,
you know what it reminds me of? You know what this story reminds me of? The psychological, like, problems is, you haven't watched it, though. Us. You haven't watched Us yet.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did you watch it with me?
Yes, we went to the movies.
Doesn't that remind you of Us, though?
Of, like, who the monster...
If you guys haven't, do yourselves a favor and watch Us. It is a crazy movie.
Yeah. It's very implausible, but...
Implausible? Did you say implausible?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't.
They are levels.
There are like secret government things on the ground.
But
sure.
What he wrote was about how
the government. Yeah.
There are these secret government facilities. Experiments and facilities areas things and.
Ooh.
That's what makes it so chilling. That's dude. That song.
Like, I got five on it.
It was a good movie. But basically, so spoilers for those who haven't watched it yet.
Don't spoil the twist, though. You can spoil. Come on.
I don't know how. Oh, don't spoil the twist. But
yeah.
Okay. Basically. Everyone has a doppelganger, right?
And the doppelganger is, like, meant to kill their other one.
No. So the doppelganger, was created by the government in order to control everyone.
Right.
So.
Or kill. I thought they just killed.
To control. It's all about control.
Oh, really?
So the government uses your doppelganger, like your shadow, in order to control you, without you knowing.
But everyone killed themselves.
No, but dude, you miss it. You're missing like an entire different like
okay
but part that's, of but the
that's
story.
What happened in the movie.
Yes, no, that's what happens in the movie. Mm. But for a long amount of time, that never happened until obviously the movie.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Okay, I remember. Okay.
But yeah, it's just that they were. You could see them as twins, and like everyone has a twin, and just not being connected, the psychological damage that happens.
Telling you right now, the thing that was funny for me because like I was like at first really scared,
yeah,
and then I realized, oh, it's just gonna be me, and I'm a bitch. Like it's not gonna be that fucking scary if like I like show up and I'm like,
if
I'm
you
like,
show up,
okay, bitch, come at me, bro. Like, you ain't shit, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be more scared if it was, like, that crazy bitch in the movie. If she was outside, I'd be like, okay, damn.
Bye.
She got scissors.
That's actually a really good Halloween costume.
It's the easiest one.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. Just like a red trench coat and scissors.
Yeah.
And like a glove.
Yeah. And we can like get a bunny as well. It's actually freaking me out.
Ugh. Flashbacks. I remember there was this time, like...
Do you remember the time?
Where someone... We were watching Psycho in school.
Yeah.
And you know that, like...
Yeah.
I did that to someone and they, like, got traumatized. They were like... Ah! And started, like... Ugh. God.
Scary Movies does a number on you, though.
Huh?
Like Scary Movies?
Yeah.
Like, psychologically scars you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And... Yeah. It's...
I don't know. Yeah.
It's
scary. I don't ever opt to watch a scary movie. There've been,
but it's good.
Did I tell you the times where, like I, like, Googled, like, how to, get a girl or something? Like oh, when like, watch a scary movie and, like, act cool and she'll, like...
Yeah.
And it really backfired on me because I was way more scared. Yeah, man. I was like, yeah! Like, there's no way I can hide that.
You know what you should have done? You should have watched the movie beforehand.
Yeah. No, but then I'm bored. I'm like, ugh. Well, this nigga jumps out here. I'm like, yeah, you want to do something else? Yeah.
Do you remember we played, what's that scary game?
Outlast.
Outlast, yeah. Played it and you, like, watched.
Yeah, I can't even.
I was like, and I was crapping bricks.
Do you know how that game. Do you know how many times I've watched people play through of that game?
Mm. And you saw
plenty, and it still doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because you know why? Because you are the one moving forward. You.
Yeah.
You need to move forward,
and you don't have control.
And you are the one being scared.
You mean me?
No. I'm saying, like, when you're playing, you're moving forward, and so then you're purposely scaring yourself, pretty much.
Oh, yes.
Nigga, you could just stop, switch off the console. No worries. There you go.
But then you need to finish the game, though. You need 100% the game.
Negro.
100% the game.
I'm taking back Negro, dude. I'm fucking gonna keep on saying Negro.
Okay, cool.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but you just freaked out every time anything happened in that game.
Yeah. But
Outlast was, like, such a great game. In terms
because
of...
you had nothing.
You had nothing.
Nothing.
You couldn't do anything.
And that's like, it's so funny to me because, like, I'll be like, oh, but dude, if a zombie went out, jumped out like this, I'd get him in a headlock like this, like boom, 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 sprawl out, boom, get an arm crank like that. And it's like, well,
no. It's a game. You can't do that.
It's a game. You can't do that.
And that'd be a pretty cool. That'd be a dope, like, virtual reality game. Though.
Mm, but you could do anything. The shit out of the monster.
You could do anything.
The monster's like, rah! And you're like. Wah! Like, it doesn't matter.
That'd
bitch.
Be a pretty cool game.
Smash the video camera in his face.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh, escape video camera. Like, the thing is that the logic in the games is like, oh, there's a journalist and he goes to a mental asylum. It's closed down. What does he bring?
At night. Dude.
He pulls up at that fucking place
at night.
You didn't make a 2 p.m. slot with the doc?
Oh, you couldn't. Dude, why?
What is fuck wrong? Are you like that? Just straight up, it's like.
What is wrong?
What is wrong with you?
What is?
And wrong like, with you? That's you get those in movies. Like, why are you going there?
Yeah.
Why are you there?
And then, the one thing, right? You know when he loses his finger?
Yeah. Oh, by the dog.
The doctor.
Doctor just cuts
like,
him off.
He doesn't do anything to like. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
That thing would be bleeding all over
bleeding
the place.
Bleeding and, like, getting infected. Like, yeah.
Like, wrap it up.
Mm.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
And then, so you just, every time you, like, see him pick up his camera, you just like, know that it's not there. And it's like...
He's struggling. He's like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, the... like how, because the thing is that horror, the thing that maybe is enticing is that no one would ever act like that. Whenever I hear something like creepy, I'm like, Negro, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't need to prove shit.
Exactly.
I need to prove shit to Dick.
if you're a reporter, right, or journalist, yeah, and you're trying to get a story, is the story worth more than your life?
Hey, and you don't bring a single gun and one bullet, maybe? Oh, I know that, like, people don't like guns, but if you're going to a mental asylum that's been closed down,
yeah,
and it's, like, there have been possible human experiments, because we don't, yeah, know, because we need you to journalize it.
A lot of people are going to give us, like, shit because...
Not even a fucking knife?
This is literally just towards this context, in terms of, like...
Oh, because no one knows this game.
No, I'm just talking about, like, going into, like, a mental asylum where it's clearly...
Not okay.
You shouldn't be there.
Yeah, yeah, you shouldn't be there. Lots of quadriplegics walking around like zombies. Oh,
like, people don't have eyes and they're just, like, roaming the area. Like, yeah, they can see.
There's also funny moments.
I remember there are a few funny moments in that game, though. Where like, the naked guy...
The TV. No. People watching TV and they're, like, ignoring you, and it's just, like, a white noise TV. It's just, like...
No, that's freaky. Is that freaky? That's
and then, like, you have to walk past them.
Yeah.
That's and really then you're scary. Like, okay, is this Negro gonna
jump out? Yeah. I remember the one guy that was like naked.
Yeah.
He was like full naked and he's chasing after you. And he's breaking down the doors and stuff.
Oh, dude, that big guy.
No, not the big guy. Like, I think it's like a normal sized guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to like close doors and stuff and like run away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, I remember that. Do you remember the dude raping that the corpse? Ugh. He's like, oh, get smush, smush. Ooh, like something like that. Ugh, dude. I mean, like, when I was finished jacking off, like, you feel kind of bad, you know? After you see that.
Wait, what?
Ooh, I'm getting hard. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Because of the game.
Yeah, yeah. Real hard.
Okay,
hard.
I think we should call it right now.
Shining in the night in the heart. This is how we do it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you so much,
gosh,
guys.
I wouldn't be surprised if you guys stopped listening to this podcast after this episode. Thank you for listening. If you got this far, please follow us at High and Dry Pod. On Instagram, sorry, flip. I'm trying to process what we just spoke about.
Okay.
And
smush.
And we'll see you all in the next one. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Cool.